Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? I will state that the absentee voting has started, and it will continue until November 4th at 5 p.m. The Taney County Clerk's Office is open from Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30. We will also be open on Saturday, October 26th from 9 to 1, and November 2nd, 9 to 1, to get those absentee votes in.
And they've been busy.
And they have been very busy, yes. If there are no other comments, I will move to our first order of business, which is approval of accounts payable.
I move to approve checks number 477768 through 477837, warrant 8483, one transfer of funds. No journal entries.
I'll second. Have a motion as second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Motion carries.
Commissioner Plummer, is there a microphone in front of Commissioner Wyatt?
There is. Mm-hmm. Could you not hear her there?
No, not at all. I'm talking about the microphone from the phone system.
Yeah?
I've been accused of talking too softly. I will try to speak up.
When I moved it, it just turned off. So maybe there is an issue with it. This one.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll move forward now. Our next order of business, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes from September 23rd, 2024, and then executive session minutes for September 23rd, 2024 as well. Anybody see any corrections or any issues that needed to be fixed?
On your executive, look where the meeting, where it says the meeting was at. I move to approve regular session minutes for September 23rd, 2024.
Yes, and then we will have, was that a second?
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
On the executive, the only thing I see is it says the executive was in commission conference room where it normally is, but it's actually here in the
commission. It was here in the hearing room, yeah, so we will get that. Yeah, we'll get that correction. So
in two spots there.
Yep, so we'll, with that motion, with corrections.
I move to approve the executive session minutes for September 23rd, 2024, with corrections.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the approval WRVEC local coordination template. We do have a letter accompanied with it from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated September 23rd, 2024, approving the template as the form. It is a single signature for me to sign. There was no concerns. It was for the allocation of the ARPA funding that had been previously granted to WRVEC for their fiber network. They earmarked a certain amount of that, and this template is pretty much acknowledging the fact that we know that they're going to use those funds for that extension.
I move to approve Commissioner Plummer signing the Missouri Office of Broadband Development template as presented for White River Electric.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the quote for fingerprint scanners, file number 24-122S for Sheriff. With us this morning, we have Taney County Sheriff, Mr. Brad Daniels.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good.
This has also been reviewed from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. We have a letter from him dated September 26, 2024, approving to the quote as the form. Sheriff, is there anything that we would have issues with as far as training or workstations to be in compliance with this agreement?
No, sir. The software would go onto the tablets that are in the patrol cars. So I checked with our IT people, and they said there's not going to be any issues at all. And we did receive a grant to pay for this, so it won't come out of the county's budget.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is there any further questions for sure?
So anytime a patrolman or anybody stops one customer, they can run on the
Correct.
Scanner and find out if there's a warrant for them or anything like
if
that?
If we have somebody that's failing to identify or we believe is giving false identification, which happens pretty regularly, currently mm-hmm. we would have to bring them into the jail to use the fingerprint scanner. These will be mobile fingerprint scanners, two of them, so there will be one on each shift. And the officer that has that could go to the scene, wherever that subject is, and scan the fingerprints there. It would save them time going back and forth to the jail.
Okay. I think I read something about, will it show if they're on a FBI wanted list or anything like that?
Correct.
Also,
correct. Mm-hmm. And it'll also, if they're in the system, the fingerprints are in the system, it will also give the officer on scene a photo of the subject so they can verify identity with the photo as well.
This day and time, a very good security measure.
Yeah.
It is.
I guess I need to approve.
Any other questions? Hearing none. I'd entertain a motion at this time.
I move to approve the quote for the fingerprint scanner file number 24-122S.
There you go.
Second.
Have motion and second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next, we have the memorialization of terms, appointment of insurance broker of record, health, and P&L, file number 24-123HR. This is also accompanied with a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated September 27th, 2024, approving of the memorialization as to form. Is there any questions on this particular one?
No questions. On part five, it says it's understood that the compensation for services by the broker, that the county's under no obligation, and it'll be paid by the third party. I guess that means whoever we choose, like for our hospitalization or for our medical or whatever, they'll pay.
It will come out of the premium paid for the coverage.
Okay.
I answer your question. Okay.
I move to approve the memorization of terms of the appointment of insurance broker of record for health and property and casualty between Allison Acres, Allison Company, and Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. That is our last order of business we have down here. We are scheduled for a Road and Bridge Roundtable upstairs. I have 9:10 a.m. We are scheduled to be upstairs at 9:15. 9:10 a.m. We'll be in recess.